Hare Krishna. The other day at the festival, I was speaking to one gentleman, or at least he was dressed like a gentleman, and he was arguing about the real validity of chanting. We were talking about how chanting is potent, how by chanting one becomes free of misery, one becomes very happy, one's situated in one's constituted position as a servant of God, and as Krishna says, pratyakshavagamam dharmam, and one comes to a position of self-realization by direct perception. And so he's arguing, well, I know some people who were in your Krishna consciousness, and they said that the chanting didn't work for them, and the process didn't work for them. In fact, not only didn't they not feel happy or realize God, but they found it to be boring and a distraction, and therefore, ultimately, they left it, they gave it up. So I said, well, why should that mean that Krishna consciousness doesn't work, or chanting Hare Krishna doesn't work, just because it didn't work for one person, or even some persons, or even many persons? He says, well, because you said that it's a scientific process, and if people follow it, then they should get the result without exception. And I said, well, yeah, I agree. But then what's the conclusion? If that is the statement, and that is what we stand by, that if you chant Hare Krishna, you will ultimately realize your true nature and see God face to face, then what does that say for those people who practice and don't get the results either on the path or at the end of the path? It means, I said, that the person isn't practicing it right, that he wasn't practicing it properly. And of course, to that, he was arguing, oh, don't give me this, I knew you were going to say something like that. And I said, well, of course, what else should I say? That's what any scientist or scientific person would say, especially that's what scientists would say about any type of scientific endeavor. And he said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, take for example chemistry. There are so many experiments, chemistry experiments that one performs, and these are tried and tested, and we know that if you do it in a particular way, you will get a particular result. But if someone, for instance, a student or students go into a laboratory and they perform a chemical experiment and they don't get the result, then when they come to the professor, are they going to say, well, we don't believe in the hypothesis that you're giving us, for example, that two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen will make water. We think that the whole theory is wrong because it didn't work for us. They wouldn't even dare to say anything like that because they know that it's true. Why? Because it's been performed so many times, so many people have performed it successfully, and it works for everybody else. Similarly, in chanting Hare Krishna, even Krishna 5,000 years ago, it said, Bhavo Gyana Tapasa Tiramad Bhavma Gata Bhavo. Many, many people have performed this process and have attained perfection by knowledge of me and by practicing devotional service. And we have personal experience here in Hungary, internationally, at this time, through many, many generations, hundreds of generations, thousands of generations back in the past, that it works. So then why should we consider that just because it doesn't work for one person, all of a sudden we upset the whole foundation of our knowledge system. No, we come to the immediate and very natural conclusion that this person did it wrong. Just like if those students who went into the laboratory, and out of 50 students, for 10 of them, when they mixed hydrogen and oxygen together, they didn't get water, then what's the result? Then they did it wrong. And on their examination, what will they get? They'll get a zero. They're not going to start challenging the whole scientific process, but rather they're going to be considered that they were failures at what they did. So that's the honest approach, to recognize that I did something wrong. And similarly for those who people, you, this gentleman I'm talking to, know that chanted Hare Krishna and didn't get the result, they did it wrong. You have to do it properly. You have to do it the right way. And that doesn't mean that you just go through the mechanics of it in the right way by repeating the mantra. You have to have the right attitude. You have to have the right approach. This is a matter of not just getting some feeling. This is a matter of purification of heart, of eradication of the false ego, of changing one's attitude and perceptions in life. So it's a subtle science, and therefore it requires that all subtle aspects, like our frame of mind, like our attitude, has to be in proper alignment in order for the thing to work. Of course, actually the chanting is so powerful that even some of these things are not in line. But if someone simply just mechanically chants, but sticks to the chanting, in due course of time, his frame of mind will be properly aligned, and then he'll get the full result. But the greatest mistake is to stop chanting, just like the laboratory student. All right, you didn't do it right once, then do it again, and do it again. And ultimately, you'll find out where you've made your mistake, where you've gone wrong, and if you do the experiment properly, then you'll get the result. And that is the scientific process of devotional service. I can't say the person was completely won over, but at least other persons who were by listening, they appreciated. Hare Krishna.